Hello.
Hi, Julian. This is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm well. How are you?
Good. Has Erie and Agent been in touch about scheduling for you guys?
Has a who? A what?
Erie and Aging, have they been in touch yet?
I spoke to them. They said I called them, and they said that they're gonna call me back. They're gonna do a follow-up or whatever. So I'm just waiting.
Okay, and about the
But I
doctor's
did speak to
note.
somebody there.
Okay, and the doctor's note?
What doctor's note? We haven't gone to her PCP yet.
You haven't done that yet?
So, no. So listen, this is the problem. She doesn't have, she has a doctor, but she doesn't officially have a PCP yet because she just came back from Detroit.
But Julian,
But
I
we have
scheduled to have one of my doctors reach out to you, and they're saying here that you guys refused.
No, I didn't refuse anything.
Okay, so I'm gonna send them a text message, email to reach back out to you guys. Okay? The only
Okay.
thing they can do is they can reach out, but if you guys aren't available, you're not available. Like, being
So
to
wait,
say.
I have a question for you. Are you in any way affiliated, is this Family First any way affiliated with New York something something, because they're calling me for you guys?
Yeah, New York Best Medical, that's them. They're just the one that wants to fill out the form with you guys. And the reason why Erie and Aging hasn't called you guys is because they need that form first.
Okay, I thought it was a scam. I don't know, because I spoke to somebody else and they said they don't deal with nobody from New York. So I don't know what's going on.
No. So the company is based in New York. Like I said in the beginning, you may get a call from New York or Brooklyn about this. So
Okay,
I'd
that's who it was.
Yeah, so please, do you have the
Okay, well,
number?
I
Can you
shut them
call them
down.
back?
I shut them down. I shut them down because I thought it was a scam. I they were asking me information and I thought it was a scam.
No, it's
I
the
must have not
doctor.
heard you say that. I must have misheard you said that, because I shut them down. I didn't give them any information, and I told them we're good.
Okay, it's okay. Let's see what we can do, how we can move forward from here. Do you have their number?
I do not have their number.
Okay, let me try and get it for you. They're willing to fill out the form. They would have had it within a week, like less than 2 days, but or not less than 2 days, but they would have had it sooner. But it's okay though. Let's see what number I have here.
So are they going to call me?
Well, no, because they called you, but now I think you have to reach out to them and just tell them what your name is. Say that you're calling to fill out the form. You refused the first time, but you'd like to reopen that case. I'm also going to send them an email on your behalf, so it makes it easier for you. You know what I'm going to do, actually? I'll just send them an email. You don't have to call them. I'll have them call you back. But listen, they're going to call you back one more time. If you're not like with them, then I can't ask them to do it a second time. Okay?
I understand that. I just, like I said, I thought it was a scam.
No, no.
I know this company is based out of Philly, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out why New York is trying to get a hold of my mother's information. So
Yeah.
I assumed it was a scam, and I'm not going to allow somebody to scam my mother.
Right.
So that's why I put a kibosh on it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have. I know you said you had said that to me, but I don't recall that, so that's my fault. I understand that, but if you're saying that that's what we're dealing with and it's legit, then that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay, no, it's okay. Oh, why are you doing that? All right, I'm going to go ahead and send out this email. Okay, sir, have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You as well.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.